That was the Polish ox cart from Pictures at an Exhibition, music by Maciej Mazurski. The TSO was led by Peter Ungen. And Mazurski's famous work will kick off the TSO season, which gets underway this week. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. This is Sunday Night at the TSO, and this is our first episode of the season. And what better way for us to kick things off than with a visit from TSO CEO Mark Williams. He joins me now. Welcome back, Mark, to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello, nice to be back.
Did you have a good summer?
It was wonderful. It was incredibly relaxing, beautiful weather. But I'm ready to be back at Roy Thomson Hall. I'm ready to be back with the TSO and to be back with our audiences.
Well, we're ready for you. And actually, I'm very happy to get going with Sunday Night at the TSO and share things all Toronto Symphony Orchestra, starting with the opening week. You've got Pictures at an Exhibition to start the opening series of concerts. And this is a very familiar piece to those of us here at the New Classical FM, but we always hear it, the orchestral version by Maurice Ravel. You've got a different twist coming this week. Tell us about this uncommon Gorchakov arrangement.
Yeah, so Gustavo and the orchestra made a decision to play the 1954 orchestration by Sergei Gorchakov. And it's funny that we, as you said, we encounter Pictures at an Exhibition most often in the concert hall in the arrangement by Maurice Ravel. But of course, this piece was originally written by Mazurski for the piano. And I don't know how well known that version is, but of course, all of these composers, and of course, Ravel did this, Gorchakov, I think, Toscanini has a version. I know Oliver Nussen has a version. All of these composers looked at the piano version and created something a bit different for orchestra. And so I'm very excited, having never heard this Gorchakov version, to hear this piece that we all know, I know certainly very well, but done and rendered in such a different way. So it's a little bit of the very familiar with the new in one piece on our opening program.
Well, speaking of old and new, you've got fairly brand new work starting the whole program. Tell us about Wake Up.
Yes. So Wake Up! Exclamation point.
Yes.
Is a concerto for orchestra by Carlos Simon. Carlos is an amazing young American composer. He's really been recognized quite a lot lately. He has an extended role at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and a long-term role at the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And so we're opening this season and opening this program with his concerto for orchestra, Wake Up. This connects to a larger project that we have this year of concerti for orchestras, pieces that are really meant to show off all of the soloistic qualities within our own orchestra. And so I couldn't imagine a better way of getting that started than with Carlos's piece. And of course, we're going to be playing that in the first week's concerts, and we'll be playing it at our pieces of it in our open house on September 28th.
Tell us about the open house. This is becoming a nice tradition at the TSO.
Yes, this is our third open house. It is, I have to say, one of my favorite events of the year. We always do it in the fall in our opening week. So this year it'll start at 10 a.m. where there will be a number of activities in the lobby. It's completely free and open to everyone. There'll be Latin American and Chinese dance presentations. There's chamber music from members of the TSYO, our youth orchestra, and our the big orchestra, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, music playground, lots of activities. And then at 2 o'clock, those with free tickets will be able to join us for a free community concert in the auditorium with pieces like Wake Up, Jesse Montgomery's Starburst, Overture to Magic Flute. And of course, we couldn't get by without Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. What I love about this event is that it's a great opportunity, if you're curious about orchestral music, to come in. If you're curious about what happens in that big, beautiful round building downtown, it's an opportunity to come in there to hear your orchestra. And for me, I just love seeing all of the families and the young people engaging with each other, engaging with music, and experiencing something new.
I think it is such a great tradition that you've brought to the TSO, and I've got to encourage everyone to go down and check it out if you haven't been to the open house before, or even if you have, I'm sure you want to go anyway. But again, that's all 10 a.m. You can find out all about it at tso.ca. Also about the opening week concerts, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the other piece on the opening week concerts. Speaking of spotlighting the artists of the TSO, the Treble Concerto by Beethoven.
Yes. I mean, most concerti have one soloist, some have two, but why not have three? So sometimes more is more. Beethoven's Triple Concerto for violin, cello, and piano. We will have Canadian superstar pianist Jan Litsetsky, TSO concertmaster Jonathan Crow, and our principal cellist Joe Johnson playing this absolutely wonderful, wonderful piece. It is absolutely classic Beethoven with challenging and moving solo parts for each of these three instruments, all of whom come together with the orchestra. And so I think between Wake Up, Pictures at an Exhibition, and the Triple Concerto, it's opening the season with a bang, shall we say.
That is for sure. On a personal note, I know that you played the horn for many years, and I hear that last year you made the decision to donate your horn.
I did. I donated my horn. I gave it away, not only because I think at this point, having graduated with my degree in horn performance more years ago than I'd like to say, that no one wants to hear me play. Really, it came from a realization that an instrument playing music is magical. And so many incredible things in my life have come to me because of that instrument, because I had music in my life, including being here in Toronto, speaking with you. I wouldn't be CEO of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra if I hadn't had that wonderful experience. And I realized every time I saw my horn sitting there that I was keeping that magic from someone else. Donating it wasn't hard. It was an easy thing to do, and it made me feel great. And I am so thrilled that someone else will have the opportunity to have the magic of music brought into their lives.
Where did you donate it?
Do you know, I was speaking with some members of our horn section here, and I asked if any of them had a student who might be in need and might need a horn. I remember when I was a young man, getting an instrument of the quality I needed was very difficult for my family. It's expensive. And indeed, one of them had a student who could have used the help. And I said, great, tell them they've got a new horn.
Sharing the music in more ways than one. Mark Williams, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
That was TSO CEO Mark Williams. Again, you can find out more about the whole TSO season, including opening week, at tso.ca. Right now, let's sample some more of Mussorgsky's masterpiece. And remember, the version the TSO is presenting this week is different from this one by Ravel, this orchestration by Ravel. It should be very cool. Here is The Great Gate of Kiev.